On this day, the 12th of April, 1971, IRA trainee shot. A 19-year-old Belfast bricklayer was accidentally shot dead yesterday while on a training course in the 26 counties, the IRA provisionals said in a statement. He was Tony Henderson of Shaws Road, Belfast, who went to Dublin to work only a week ago. A spokesman at Jervis Street Hospital said Mr. Henderson's body was brought there, but he was already dead on arrival. The IRA announced his death as that of a volunteer from occupied Ireland who had been shot accidentally while on a training course. Arrangements are being made to bring the body to Belfast for burial. Sinn Féin protest in Ballymurphy. Hundreds of riot troops were concentrated at Ballymurphy and Upper Falls, Belfast, yesterday, in advance of the Sinn Féin organised Torchlight protest meeting against the latest phase of the war of provocation against the people of the area. More than 1,000 people gathered at Glenelina Green, Ballymurphy, to listen to speeches by prominent Republicans. Ballymurphy had been virtually sealed off by troops throughout the day, and estimates put the number on duty in the district at 1,000. A Ballymurphy housewife commented, "The district is more like a military camp than a housing estate. There are troops everywhere." Meanwhile, the Reverend Ian Paisley addressed a meeting in Lurgan on Saturday night protesting about yesterday's anti-internment meeting being allowed to take place. Amnesty brings in 1,600 guns. The 9-day arms amnesty here has brought in over 1,600 weapons, including nearly 600 rifles and 100,000 rounds of ammunition. The guns, 85% of them illegally held, were handed in at police stations all over the north. The chief constable, Mr. Graham Shillington, said, "I am delighted with the response. I think it shows increasing confidence of the public in the security forces." GAA ban abolished. It took only 4 minutes to abolish the GAA's most controversial rule, the ban on attending, participating in, or promoting foreign games such as soccer. At the Whitla Hall of Queen's University yesterday morning, Waterford-born President Pat Fanning signalled the end of Rule 27. The moment was something of an anticlimax. The deletion of the rule was proposed by ARMA delegate Con Short and seconded by long-term leader of the anti-ban movement, Tom Wolfe, from Dublin. Eamon Phoenix editors note, as Belfast and Derry prepared for rival Easter parades by the provisional and official wings of the IRA 50 years ago this week, the staggering arsenal netted in the Stormont government's arms amnesty only scratched the surface. Both Republican and SDLP figures demanded the withdrawal of troops from Ballymurphy while West Belfast braced itself for another IRA funeral.